Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome back to the Everton Fan Focus podcast. We discussed what happened in the first half at Anfield a bit earlier today, and now we're back to review the second half and our general thoughts on the game overall. Myself and Mark Ellis are joined by Seddo, Mark Seddo and Ben.
Hello.
And we've also got Roger Armstrong, a caller, on the phone as well. Roger, I'm assuming you probably feel like we did, dejected at half-time and even more so after the match.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I tweeted two words at the end of the game and that was depressingly predictable.
Yeah.
You know, I love Koeman and I think he's the right man for us, but I don't understand how you choose to play three at the back on a day like today when he hasn't got his first-choice defenders there. To me, that's what cost us. There was an incident in the second half where Morales gets the ball and he runs at their defence and he runs at them with a threat. He beats a couple, but they push him wide. Mane does the same thing in the first half, 7-8 minutes in, and it's a goal. I don't understand putting Matthew Pennington on the pitch today for his debut at centre back and Holgate at right wing back. I just don't understand it. I thought we were at sixes and sevens at the back, particularly in the middle of the defence. We backed off, we let them run at us, and you know, that was a bang average Liverpool team. We made them look good. We gave them three easy goals. They ran, they shot, goal, every time. And, seriously depressing. And I think the setup is probably what cost us. And ironically, for all the chat ahead of the game about how, God, if we play Gareth Barry, we'll be dead meat. You know, when Gareth Barry came on the pitch, we actually looked like we knew what we were doing a bit. There was a bit more structure to the play.
That's true.
And he doesn't have legs, but he got the ball, he gave it, we moved. And I thought we looked a lot better balanced after that, but it was way too late, of course.
Yeah.
I was probably one of them people, to be honest, who said about Gareth Barry playing and starting him would be dangerous, but I completely see your point there, Rog. But we all said after the first half about throwing Matty Pennington in. Obviously, Calvert-Lewin didn't have the best afternoon either. There was a few young lads in there. I don't think Tom Davis played very well. But I kind of, just to paint the picture, at half-time we were saying changes were needed. We talked about the formation. We talked about the conceding of the goal so cheaply. And as you said, it was three shots, three goals. And I don't think Joe Robles moved for any of them, did he, lads?
No. Just depressingly, like Roger said, just he knew when they got in that area, our defenders weren't going to push them wide, cancel them out. He didn't even get the shot off, and invariably, with that lot, they go in.
That's it, and that was the difference, wasn't it? You said it before as well, didn't you, Mark? And then we had that half a chance in the second half, which Holgate managed to fluff his lines. But apart from that, there wasn't really anything promising from Everton, was there?
No, again, playing completely within ourselves. I don't think Lukaku attempted, yet again, against the big club, it has to be said, didn't attempt a shot on goal, just drifting out wide, putting crosses in, flat crosses in. It's always a sign of a player who's not happy. You know, we just thought our key players, compounded with the inferior defence that we had out today, really, really made it a nightmare job for us. You know, just Lukaku not wanting to know Barkley. It's a horrendous game, if you ask me.
Well, you called him out onto it.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't care what people say, Ross Barkley hater. I'm not a Ross Barkley hater. I think he's been fantastic the last couple of months, but you know, just today, he felt like he should have put a red shirt on. He was that bad, you know what I mean? It was just misplaced passes, uncharacteristic play, turning inside when he should have gone out the whole time. Safety just lost his bottle completely. You know, we need better than this. And also, while I'm on it, there's people like moaning about Rooney signing in the summer. If he is, I would have given my right arm for a player like Rooney on that pitch today. Completely lacking any kind of leadership. And that's you know, we let a bang average team run amok again.
Roger, Seddo.
Yeah, listen, I thought Ross was trying too hard today. I mean, he seemed to be carried away with the emotion of it. His first touch might have been okay, and then the ball ran away from him. I just thought he was trying too hard. I sympathised with him, but, you know, I think he should have come off. I think Morales could have come on earlier, and I would have brought Kevin on for Ross, to be honest.
I think as bad as Ross Barkley was, he was probably anything that we did do well in the game probably did come through him, and it's through him wanting the ball. Mm. Yeah. You can't say that about Lukaku. No. I don't think Lukaku was interested at all. He didn't want the ball. He didn't show for it. Nothing. And you can say that about the not being fed properly and not having a support, but he's meant to be a world-class striker now. I don't know, he's still only young, but you should be creating your own chances or at least having shots. Mm. Coutinho was getting into the areas that Lukaku was, but he was shooting. Lukaku wasn't. He was looking for the pass all the time.
Roger, what do you think was missing from today's performance, mate?
I have to come back to the setup. You know, I saw the rumoured team and I wasn't pleased about it. And it wouldn't have been my choice. I mean, I'm not Koeman, of course not. But for me, Morales, when he's been coming on of late, especially even away at Spurs when we were desperate, when he came on, he provides this link between the midfield and Ron. You know, he doesn't necessarily play alongside him, but he gets the ball between the lines. And I think he's, you know, look, they know each other. They play together for Belgium. I would have started with Morales instead of Calvert-Lewin.
Agree there,
I would have started with a flat back four, and I'm sorry, I would have started with Gareth Barry. And if you concede early like we did against them, I mean, crikey, O'Reilly. My first thought when we equalised was we need half time and we need it now because we're just at six and sevens.
Yeah.
And no leadership, I think, is a fantastic point, guys. So we don't have a leader on that pitch. Jags isn't the captain. No. He had an okay game today. He was the best of our defenders today, I think. Jags, I thought Williams was horrific. You know, for an experienced pro, you would expect more from him when you've got the likes of Pennington and Holgate. Yeah. Really, Williams should have stepped up today, and he let himself down badly. Yes. I thought he was at fault.
One of my mates just texted me there and he summed it up and said, I thought Ashley Williams was a cracking signing when we got him, but he's being awful. And I probably wouldn't go as far to say he's being awful, but there is times when he's being awful. And today was one of them. He was exploited. He did look like a Sunday League half fella trying to make it against like top draw athletes who just massively exploited him. So I agree with what you're saying there about the setup. And I also want to make a point about the keeper who... I don't think moved his arms all day. He's a big lad, Joel Robles, and he hasn't done a lot wrong probably since, January, December. Mm. But today, he just didn't look, positioning-wise, actually attempts to actually get the ball. And I'm talking about the three goals in particular. Especially the first goal and the Divock Origi's goal as well. And I just thought, that's a massive area where we need to bring someone in. And the other area, what we're talking about, Ashley Williams, that's another area where we need to bring players in, definitely. Because against the good sides, which, you know, it pains me to say, but Liverpool are one of the better sides, we've been showing up again.
I think it just goes to prove as well how short and how lacking in depth we are as a squad. And it goes to show as well, you know, in the summer, how important the transfer window is going to be, because... you know, to rely on a young lad, what is he, 22, Matthew Pennington, to come in for his first game of the season in a massive game like a Merseyside derby, it just goes to show how thin we are on the ground at the minute.
Do you not think, sorry to harp on about this,
do you not think that's irresponsible by the manager to put Pennington on the pitch today? I really, really felt for him.
I think there's pros and cons, isn't it? People will praise him for giving youth a chance and all that, and he's obviously, Dominic Calvert-Lewin's an example of that. Holgate has been in the team a lot more than them, but to put them all in that one fixture, obviously with Coleman injured, we knew Holgate had come in, but you're not really worried about that, even though we probably didn't have a good game, Mason Holgate, but when you look at the rest of the side, you've got Tom Davison there. I think this was his first Merseyside derby, correct me if I'm wrong.
talking of Calvert-Lewin and then Matty Pennington, who, as was it you just said, Ted, though, he's, I don't think he's played one Premier League game this season.
So he's played a competitive game last season. That's
I think what it is,
he had
his system in place all week, and no matter who was fit, who wasn't fit, he was playing that system, three at the back. And because there's no Funes Mori, and because there's no Coleman, it was Pennington and Holgate straight in. I think Cooper's mind was made up, he was going three at the back.
Yeah. To be fair, I don't think you can blame Cooper either. I think the big difference between them two sides today, and I'd say it's a big difference, it's just the goalkeeper. The goalkeeper made three mistakes, he should have saved all three of them. You look down the other end, Mignolet made two or three decent saves, fair enough, they were off deflections and things like that, but if they go our way, the game's 3-3, although we've got goals. That's all it was, the difference was today. I don't think it was a massive gap in class or nothing like that. I just think they had a better goal, even though it was a terrible day.
Yeah.
Do you not think for the first and certainly the third goal, Robles has got the right to expect his defenders to kind of protect him and not allow people such a free shot? I mean, the space Origi gets to turn, beat Williams, pick his spot and hit it, you know, the goalkeeper's got to expect a bit more protection. I take your point. I think he could have done better. The only one he got a hand to, ironically, I think was going wide off the young kid, Alexander Arnold.
Yeah.
And a decent shot, and he actually got a hand to that, went with his wrong hand. Going wide, but that's the only time he got his hands above his head all game.
I totally see your point though, Roger, as well, where you're saying about the formation, how we lined up with three at the back to begin with. Now, everyone knows how Liverpool play with that front three of, I know Lallana's injured and stuff, but the front three of Lallana, Coutinho and Firmino, they close down defenders, they press high up the pitch, and I totally agree with you, to play three at the back from the off today, I think we were just asking for trouble right from the off.
I think it suits us with Seamus Coleman and Leighton Baines because they're probably the two most naturally gifted defenders, natural defenders who could play as wing-backs. They're both decent wide players. Perhaps you could argue that Alonso and Moses, although ironically Moses wasn't really a defender, but they're a good pair for Chelsea. Had we had Seamus today, I wouldn't have argued with three at the back, even with Holgate as one of the centre-backs. But you've lost Funes Mori and you've lost Coleman, and you bring Pennington in to play centre-back, and you put Holgate at right wing-back. Bloody hell. To me, that was irresponsible.
Roger,
it was the root cause of the defeat.
So it's like, Roger, he settled on his system all week and then shoehorned players into that system no matter what.
100%. Yeah. They knew their jobs and they did really, really well. They outfought us, they outbattled us. But really, when you've got people like Mane, Coutinho, Firmino running at you, you need disciplined centre-backs, not three spread across, far too much space for them to run into.
Yeah.
Got to get a challenge in quicker. It was really, really poor.
How much of a miss was Schneiderlin today, Roger?
Massive. Absolutely massive, I think.
I felt the same. Yeah.
And if Schneiderlin's not fit, then Gareth's going to have to do a bit more running, but I think you've got to put Gareth Barry on the pitch. I really do.
It's there's not much insurance otherwise, is there? Without saying...
I think what you just said there, though, Roger, sorry to jump in, it was... You said Emery Chan and Lucas Lever, Boston midfield today, and that sentence alone just sums Everton up today. They're two bang average players, in my opinion. What does that say for Everton's midfield? And then the other players we talked about, Firmino, Coutinho, we all knew before the game that they interchange positioning. They like to attack free-flowing football. But what we were saying before, wasn't anything kind of fancy. We could have predicted that's how Liverpool played, but Everton just couldn't deal with it, given too much time, too much space, too much... the likes of Coutinho and Mane, they don't need any encouragement. Give them half a yard, and the ball's in the back of the net, as proved today. So I think from the goalie having a shocker to playing... too many young lads probably from the off today, and then sticking to his guns about the system, and then Lukaku looking disinterested. That's my overall assessment of why we've been beaten today, because I don't think, as you said before, Mark, that we were outclassed in any way. It was just a case of Liverpool took the chances and knew how to exploit Everton.
You said in the first half, every time we got the ball, it looked like there was no space, and every time they got the ball, there was yards of space. Yeah. And I think that was the difference.
Definitely.
They just capitalised on our right hand side of the pitch. But also, all the trouble was coming from
our whole mental attitude playing there doesn't help at all, does it? You know, we're not going there with any kind of confidence that we can actually win there. I mean, that compounds everything when you play. Think about players missing, wrong systems. We don't actually go there with any belief, do we, Roger? Do you know what you think? Yeah.
Let's not. We turned into a bit of a flat track bully team, you know. At home, we're banging them in. We're beating Hull. We're beating Sunderland, you know. That's all lovely, but you know, I was at White Hart Lane and we were desperate. I was at Southampton and we were absolutely desperate.
Yeah.
They're not a top five team, but you know, let's not forget Chelsea. What happened to Chelsea?
Mate, I am still in therapy for Chelsea. Yeah. Okay. I'm still receiving therapy for Chelsea. You know,
Yeah.
No, we're not learning. Oh, Koeman isn't learning.
Back next season when we've got some quality centre backs that understand the formation.
Yeah.
And you've got one guy whose job in football is the middle of a back three, and one whose job is on the left, and one whose job is on the right. I don't think, you know, Jagielka and Williams and Pennington, you would naturally say one plays on the right, one plays on the left, and one plays in the middle. They were just three centre halves thrown together.
Yeah.
No sense of positioning at all, no sense of coordination. Sitting too deep, not even holding a high line. I thought it was amateur. And
yeah.
He's a bloody centre-half. He's got to be able to coach him better than that.
Absolutely.
So do you think he's just going to persist with the three at the back and basically saying to the players, this is what I'm going to be doing next season. If you're good enough, you'll still be here. And if not, we're going to be bringing in new players.
Yeah,
I guess so.
Roger, who would you see coming then in them positions that would improve that?
Michael Keane.
I thought he was
a lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Real highlight for me.
Yeah.
And so, yes, I'd definitely go and get him. And you'd like to think that our scouting network could find another one, if not two. Around Europe, Germany, Italy, wherever they may be. I'm not sure we'll get Curly Valley. I think he wants Premier League. He wants
Champions League, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, but I think if you put Michael Keane there, to be honest, I think we need three because Jags is on the down. Not sure Ashley Williams will get many more games next season. And his whole game of centre-back, if he is, then maybe with two more experienced players around him, he'll blossom.
Yeah.
Michael Keane would be one for me, definitely. I mean, Virgil van Dijk, I think we're dreaming a little bit there.
Yeah, I think he's Chelsea-bound, Roger.
I think he'll get Champions League football, and he probably deserves it. He's good enough. We missed the trick with him a couple of years ago when he went to
Chelsea.
What about a goalie, lads? What do you think?
I think we need better. I think we need better. That's proven. Yeah, with the first goal particularly today, you look at the great goalkeepers, a Schmeichel, look at Courtois, that doesn't go in, but they.
Well, that's an area, but in terms of identifying a new goalie, what would you say? Jordan Pickford's the one.
Jerry G-Force on Twitter's tweeted Fan Focus, and he said, Jerry G Force is his Twitter handle.
Yeah.
He wants Joe Hart. And just
yeah.
He's got the experience, hasn't he? And he was at City.
I don't think he comes, no.
I don't know, but
I'm not sure, to be honest, Roger, because Torino are great, and I'm not sure. I don't know.
There could be a Nash there to get him.
It could be a Nash to get him, yes.
I think that shower that just beat us today are interested in him, aren't they?
Well,
they tend to beat us to play us, so hopefully that's not the truth.
Sorry, Mark, what was you saying?
I was saying the good thing about Joe Hart, if we do get him, he's been in a situation with City where he was there when the money came in, and it's the same type of thing with Bashir, you know, if that's what we're aiming for. So he's got the experience of new people coming in.
I think he's definitely got a good thing for us,
but...
Is he a short-term option, though, you know, because of his age, or does the age doesn't really matter with goalies then, does it? Because they play until the 40,
yeah,
a lot of the good ones. But Pickford being a name mentioned, I'd just like to see investment in that area. What you've just said there about Michael Keane, obviously with Steve Walsh and his dozens of scouts now, you'd be confident that he could pick someone up. But that's the area and focus. But I think the rest of the sides, in terms of creativity, we still need to...
Yeah. Roger, where we need to strengthen his mentality as well, you know.
I think that is the biggest.
There's no doubt in the talent.
Absolutely no leaders on the pitch, and your point about Rooney is a really, really valid one.
Do you think, Roger?
Do
you think a player like Rooney would have allowed that result today?
No.
Not at all.
But as you just said about mentality, we haven't got really no one like that anymore. Who would be like, right, well, I'm a winner and I won't settle for just coming here and Liverpool have three shots and three goals and it's all big day out, all the happy clappers and fucking pantomime of it. You just go about the business, another 3 points against Everton, it's an expectation. But when I came here to watch the match before, it was an expectation from me. So I assumed that we would see a defeat today. I think from top to bottom we need to change.
But that's only going to start from on the pitch.
It is. And by signing players like Morgan Schneidl and signing players like maybe Wayne Rooney, you know, centre-halves who are a good name, and we can splash the cash and we can sign your Luchmans and you can bring through your Davises and that, but you do also need a bit of...
Yes, and Morgan Schneidl.
Yeah, but a winning steal, like players who've not been there and done it, but the one for a better level. Lukaku's an example of someone who... makes all the right noises and says all the right things, but then he went missing today.
Yeah.
Today's a day where you announce yourself, isn't it, as a player? Like,
so as a club, we tried to do that with signing Schneider and for these games, and then he goes and gets injured, and then he's out of it, and then we just look the same again. But Schneider is exactly the type of signing that we need to be making in the summer, all across the back four, all across the midfield attack, and that includes Rooney. You know, we missed what we bought, and that we bought players like him for games like this, and he wasn't around.
It's the same building process, and we need to make sure we're signing the right players. Like you just said, then we signed Schneiderlin, and we didn't really get anyone else, but there wasn't anyone else to get. And I'd rather not sign someone just to bring them in as a body, and they're going to sit on the bench or do nothing. Yeah. We need to be signing players who want to play Champions League, but are not getting it at their club. So Schneiderlin was the perfect example. Couldn't get in a Man United squad for whatever reason, which, in my opinion, he should have. I think he's probably their best midfielder. But he's come to us and he's playing well.
Yeah.
We need to attract that type of, well, that calibre of players, but it is hard to do that when you can't offer them Champions League.
Roger, just talking about the Rooney potential signing. Obviously, the comparisons are made between himself and Ross Barkley. What did you make of Ross's performance today?
Do you know what? I think critical. The early part of the season particularly, he overcomplicates it, he doesn't play the quick ball, the easy ball, he always wants to have a quick dribble and a pirouette. But today, I thought, there was him and Tom Davis, I thought, who played for the shirt today. Not surprising, they're local lads, it's what you'd expect. I thought Ross tried, he tried, but he lacked the composure. And he is going to learn so much off Wayne Rooney, I think, because Wayne would have played for the shirt, you bet he wouldn't have left anything on the pitch, and he wouldn't have let that happen. He would have been shaking his fist at people. He would have been motivating them. There wasn't a single guy on the pitch today doing it.
Absolutely.
In fact, the only guy I saw go up to the ref and have a fucking go at him, pardon me, was Lukaku, strangely enough, after an Emre Can foul on, I think it was Tom Davis. He was the only one. I know what you say about Ron, but, you know, I thought he didn't... there were no quality balls to him today. Very rarely did he get the ball nicely played into feet or in front of him to run on. I know his effort may not have been there or may not have been demonstrated, but I think Rooney is a player. I think he's coming in. You can still get 11 to 10 with Paddy Power, by the way.
Pretty good.
And there is other good bookmakers out there.
Rooney's on the pitch. He's in the referee's ear, and we're going to get more decisions. We're going to get more 50-50s our way. Schneiderlin's been doing that in the games he's played, and it's about that whole thread of professionalism running through the team.
Yeah, quite right there.
In every aspect. We sat back, we let them run at us, they shot, they scored. Responsibility shared between the midfielders, between the defenders, and between the goalkeeper. But throughout the spine of that team, we were candy floss today, and that's really, really disappointing.
I can't disagree with that, Roger. Yeah.
That's probably a great summary of it, Roger, to be honest. And thanks very much for coming on, by the way.
My pleasure, guys.
And we'll catch up with you again soon, okay?
Yeah, I look forward to it. All the best, guys.
Thank you, Roger. Take care.
Day, cheers, Roger.
Cheers, Roger.
Bye.
What he just said there about candy floss at the spine of the team, that's a great term to put it in. And we were like fluff at times. And going back to the mentality, I just don't think. I think we make it all too easy. I think we make Liverpool look good. They're not a great side.
No.
Their fans, as I said before, they just kind of turn up and think it's a sense of inevitability. We're going to beat Everton today.
No,
we set up 3-5-2, 4-4-2. The difference for me is that it's like acceptable now.
Yeah.
It feels acceptable for Everton to be beat by Liverpool all the time.
So this acceptance has to change in the summer now. And on whatever level we do it with signing players and the money that we put in, we've got to start putting an end to these kinds of performances at big clubs, you know, just spineless. We look within ourselves, we don't look at ease. You know, we need players who are comfortable in these arenas.
Yeah.
You know, we don't need players who are going to fold and go within their shells. And Barkley's the worst for it at Anfield, you know, he really is. And then we need players who are going to thrive off that level of pressure, you know, instead of crawling under it.
I do agree with Mark that he did lie, Ross. He always wanted to.
I know he did,
but I like you. I agree with you as well that he made the wrong decisions. He was doing things that he hasn't been doing for months.
Yeah.
Today.
Said, "Oh, tell me something's going to be good, lads. Give me some good news."
We've got Man United on.
Is that a
home? There's no bigger game, is there, really, to bounce back after the derby?
No,
Beauty
will score at Atrick or something like that.
just to pour some salt.
I'm staying for 6 more years.
I think that's bad, really, though. I agree with what you say about Rooney. I'm back a few years ago, probably wouldn't have said that, but I would. But the fact that we're talking about a 32-year-old Wayne Rooney coming back to change the mentality of the Everton Football Club, with this newfound money and this newfound vision, it should just come from within from the academy players that come
but
through.
But this is where 20 years plus of no winning trophies gets you.
I just
it doesn't breed a winning mentality. We're not used to any kind of success, so we have to bring it in.
Yeah. Talk about
if that's in the shape of Rooney.
We talk about Rooney's age, but United pay £200,000 for a 35-year-old, and they've already won a trophy this season.
Absolutely,
I'd pay Rooney £200,000 to win a League Cup.
You know what? Looking at the big picture, if Rooney does come back, it's a big name, and it says to other clubs and other players that we do mean business and we are trying to do something special again. So I think it's a win-win for us. If we bring him in, he plays well, fair enough.
And it brings attention on us, doesn't it? You know,
we get a lot of free as well, haven't we?
Even better. So, you know, just do whatever you have to do, Everton. But we need to change what's going on. We just can't keep turning up at Anfield, just getting turned over with no, you know, just no sense of expectation that we're going to do well. You know, everyone turned up. And we all hope we do well, but let's face it. We all knew we'd get beat.
Just left with the same old empty field.
The biggest disappointment was the players on the pitch just didn't seem motivated. They didn't want to really get stuck in. There was just no drive from any of them, really. I didn't think today.
And there was opportunities to really hurt that Liverpool defence. And in every we did the first man, crosses would be poor, slow, crap tempo. And it's like, you can see why teams proper drilled, i.e. Swansea, go there and cause them problems. We didn't take advantage of that. They're absolutely garbage at corners.
No.
We scored off one, and we just didn't take advantage of anything.
All their weaknesses just.
We don't do it because we just.
I'm concerned by you. Are you building up to one final statement here, or are you just...
No, as I Mark said before, you know, you've got to look at the bigger picture, haven't you? It's one game. Yeah, we've been beaten by probably, you know, on the day, no arguments for me, by the better team.
Oh, yeah.
By the
no arguments.
Far better team.
No arguments.
And you've just got to look to the next game now, and hopefully bounce back on Tuesday against United. Tuesday, right?
Yeah.
No better game.
I just fear for them not watching that today. They think they'll bottle in on Tuesday as well.
I'd be more relaxed at Old Trafford, to be honest. There's something about that Anfield ground, whether it's the devil's hex that they have on them or whatever it is, they just can't play well there, no matter what. We're just incapable of putting in a performance on that ground, I don't know what it is. A lot worse teams than Everton go there and do better.
I'd like to say I feel better after talking about it, but I don't. Probably. Most direct we've been doing a podcast, directly after a match, it's, you know, living and breathing the game, but it's hard, isn't it? It's hard, and we've been here before, and we'll be there again, and the top whites are probably laughing at us about this, and they'll have their moment, but it's time that Everton had to kick up the arse and made their own moments. And
created our history.
Yeah. But, as you say, in realistic terms, it's one game, 3 points, we go to United on Tuesday. Mm. Again, with another chance to make a statement, but I keep saying this year on year, we just need to go somewhere and make a statement and get a win. Ideally, we'd do that against Spurs, we'd do it against Liverpool.
Do it against Man United.
Look, we have for the first
time. We're meeting in them games.
That's two out of three wasted.
Yeah.
We can't lose sight of the fact that for the first time ever, we've got genuine hope for a better future, right? I know that sounds pathetic and predictable to say it after the defeat, but for the first time ever, we have got something solid to grab onto. As a better future for Everton. So these, you would think these results, in time, with squad changes and better players coming in, like the summer, getting rid of Shite, bringing two in, it's going to take time, really slow. I know it's boring to say it, but, you know, the process is in place to ensure that, you know, these results are a thing of the past soon.
Yeah.
Hopefully they will be. You know, we'll have a really good, monumental summer where everything clicks into place and we get the players we need.
I'm hopeful.
Automatically these results... will become much harder for Liverpool to achieve than that today.
Yeah.
I'm hopeful by the time I'm 64, we'd have got a 1-1 draw there.
Right.
A 24-year window.
A 26-year window.
Happy 64th birthday. You know, so, yeah. We'll be all right.
That sounds like my uncle, like, who doesn't, you know, he just wants to cheer me up for no reason. We'll be back.
Well, any other final thoughts now? Were we all deflated enough?
We're sad, though. Move on to the next game. Derby defeats don't hurt anymore.
Do you know when Old Trafford says?
It's one game.
Good prediction for Tuesday night, then.
Well, a few Eagles have been wounded today. I think we'll get a point.
I think we'll
beat Leicester.
Yeah.
One little. That's the mentality, though. We'll go there and win.
Well, why not? Why not? But I think, you know, we've been severely wounded today. I think the point.
I think there's no better game.
United are doing all right, aren't they? So.
They haven't lost in like 4 years.
Yeah, we are. I think there's no better game if the players are desperate to make a point and to get something back out of this season. It's
one perfect thing that will be interesting Tuesday is if he sticks with the three at the back.
Same scenario.
Yeah. Only goes with the flat back four. So that would be interesting to
What's
see.
What's your prediction then?
1-1.
Mark?
Everton's a win by 2 or more.
Wow, love it.
Trust in
Kuhn. Going to take £20 down the bookies.
he has got a Guinness in his hand, by the way. So
I'm going to say 1-0 Schneiderlin.
Even though he's been ruled out.
You're going to have 60-1 on that, probably.
160-1.
But do you know what? It's good that we're all laughing. Because half an hour ago we were all crying.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So, it's done, isn't it? And we've been man enough to talk about it.
Just can't handle Liverpool fans having a nice Saturday night. They don't deserve any, but there you go.
We'll bring it to a close anyway, lads, and we'll catch up
after
Tuesday's game. Yeah,
see you soon.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
Bye.